true. All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up. On page Resh Pei Beis. Harachamim ha'atzumim shel habore. So the incredible compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We left off in the bottom of Resh Pei Aleph, but we could pick up on the next section already. So the right, did I skip ahead here?
We only did the first part.
On Resh Pei Aleph?
Yeah,
we'll pick up Resh Pei Beis. We'll be okay. Kamor. So the Mechaber says as follows. Haderech ad shena'asin tzadikim hi aruka ma'ot. So remember again, I will say, the context we've been speaking about, this very profound idea of Rabbi Nosson that we saw yesterday, this idea that many, we all believe in Hashgacha Pratis, so we believe in divine providence. Just the difference is, we don't necessarily believe in it as it applies to our personal lives. So I believe in it as it applies to your life. You believe in it as it applies to my life. But sometimes I have difficulty accepting the divine providence in my personal circumstances. And sometimes feel wronged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes I wonder again, what is it that I did to deserve this? What is it that I did to warrant these type of circumstances? And the Mechaber is trying to teach us this idea that Shura Emunah means the belief not only in Hashgacha Pratis and divine providence on a general global level, but the ability ultimately to come to see and to feel that in my own personal circumstances as well. So the Mechaber says as follows, Kamor haderech ad shenasim tzadikim hi aruka ma'od. The derech ultimately, again, to become tzadikim, ultimately is a long one. He says, "Mayasa adam derech haruka ad sheyiskel tshuva shlema." So what should a person do, ultimately, again, until they merit? Meaning, so what is the process? We'll say, obviously, everything that we're, the interesting part, I think, about this sefer in general is there's nothing, we're coming to the end of it now. There's nothing really here that we've learned that's like such an incredible chiddush. There's nothing new that we've seen. Oh, I never heard of such a concept before. These are simple, pashut ideas. The formulation is beautiful. The articulation is beautiful. The concepts, the examples are beautiful. But there's nothing here that's dramatically novel. And so, leaves us with a simple fundamental question, which is, the concepts I know, the realities I know what it is that I have to do, but how do I get there? What is the process ultimately, what he calls to becoming a tzaddik? What is the process ultimately, again, to doing tshuva? What is the process to instilling within myself these concepts and ideas that we've been learning over the last number of shiurim? He says, Kashar dainu mikshal bechatam vavonos. Because here's on one hand what I know. I know on one hand that I need to refine myself. I need to lift up myself. I know that I want to become a tzaddik. But I also know that I'm filled with sins. I know that I'm filled with averos. I know that I make mistakes each and every day. Remember again, we learned about the 24 Batei Din, the 24 celestial courts that go ahead and judge a person at each and every hour, each and every day. And I know that I'm always doing things wrong, and I don't want to be judged negatively. I don't want to be brought down by the Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sof kol sof, ha'adam bevadai rotze lachzer b'tshuva. We all know that at the end of the day, everybody wants to do tshuva. Falasos v'tzon Hashem b'shleimos u'behechrech shaderech yaruka. I want to do tshuva. I want to be able to fulfill the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the path is so long. Ma ya'asa adam ad sheyachzer b'tshuva shleima. What should a person do in order to be able to return in true tshuva? Ha'im nidon hu lichios b'yisurim. Am I condemned to a life of suffering because of my inability to be able to turn myself and to turn my life around? See, he says something amazing over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone said, you hear what his fundamental question is. Sometimes this becomes, this process of change and this process of lifting myself up becomes an incredibly difficult and frustrating experience. Why? Because you know what happens often in life is I take one step forward and three steps back. And then another time I take five steps forward and Baruch Hashem, four steps back. But yet, I never really get the traction I want. And this becomes, so often we try not to think about it and just focus on moving forward. But then every once in a while when I think about it, especially in those times when I take those steps back, I feel defeated. I mamish feel defeated. I know my heart is pure. I know what I want to do. I know what I want to accomplish. And I can't seem to get there. And I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated about my inability to progress forward. But I'm also frustrated about my constant steps back. Like, we'll say, you know, I'm not speaking for anyone else, I'm speaking only for myself. When I have those steps backwards, it's frustrating. Why? Because I often think to myself, I thought I was beyond this already, right? How is it that I'm making the same mistakes, sometimes day in and day out, when I'm better than this, I'm beyond this? And then when I begin to realize, my gosh, these mistakes that I'm making, it's the same mistakes I made 10 years ago. It's the same mistakes I made 20 years ago. I'm struggling with the same stuff. It's not like panim chadoshos ba'olakan, right? There's no panim chadoshos over here. There's nothing new. It's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. And as much as I've improved here, 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 and here, I'm struggling with the same things over and over and over. And it's frustrating. So how do I move forward in life? He goes on, he says, and he's amplifying it. He says, because at the end of the day, I'll say there's judgment for everything I do. There's divine justice for everything I do, which means that when I commit an avera and I slip back, by definition again, there's divine judgment for that. It's not that I don't want to be judged. No one wants to be judged. I don't want the fallout from that judgment. So what do I do? So listen to the second paragraph for HP Base. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'racham av hatzumim nasan la'adam etzel hazeh. The Ribbono Shel Olam, in his ultimate compassion, provides a solution, provides an etzah. V'hi, she'adam yishpot es atzmo b'chol yom. They will say, what's the goal? This is amazing. Engage in the process of self-evaluation and self-judgment. A person needs to judge themselves every single day. Get ready for this. Va'azai. Ein shoftim oso bebezdin shalmala. We must say, hear this. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you take the time to judge yourself, I don't have to judge you. If you take the time to judge yourself, I don't have to judge you. Kein kasa b'medrash, kishiyish din lemata, ein din lemala. Ultimately, again, as the Medrash writes, if there is justice below, if there is judgment below, ultimately, again, there is no judgment above. We'll see, you hear this? The Mechaber ultimately says something so exceptionally profound, which is that if all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, we'll say, what's the point of judgment? What is the point? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge us? We'll say the point of judgment is so that we could grow beyond ourselves. The point of judgment is that I can go ahead and transcend. The point of judgment is that I could go ahead and become better than I currently am. We often think the point of divine judgment is what I will say. See, punishment. Because we're stuck in this infantile conception of a punishing God, who all he wants to do ultimately again is punish us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I judge you because at the end of the day, I want you to grow. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here's the deal. If you judge yourself every single day, I'm good. If you judge yourself, then at the end of the day, again, mission accomplished. Im yesh din lamata, ein din lamala. Says the Mechaber, if we go ahead and we have the courage to self-evaluate, to look at how we're living, to look at what we're doing, to figure out how to transcend, to figure out how to be better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, we're good. In Kasa Bazar, HaKadosh will say one more line, Shekasher Adam Shofet Esatmo Va'os B'chol Yom Cheshbo Nefesh, Umisvada Al Chatov, when a person goes out and judges himself every single day, and does a cheshbon nefesh, and admits his averos, umevakish me'abor sheyislach lo aleihem, umekabel al atzmo lo loshuv aleihem. We'll say when a person judges himself every single day, and admits his shortcomings, the introspects, asks forgiveness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and accepts upon himself not to repeat these same mistakes, av azai in shoftin oso bebatei dinam hamiyu adam lakach, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'asmo shofet oso below Beis Din Shel. So the Zohar is a little bit of a different version. The Zohar says that if I judge myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you judge yourself, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could judge you as well by myself without the Beis Din Shel Mala. And Rabbo said, where judgment is just done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Beis Din Shel Mala, there is much greater leniency. The Kashera Adam, Kashera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shofet Es Adam Hu Tamid Yotzei Zakai. Masha Inkein, Kashera Shoftim Es Adam Beis Din Api Din, Mi Yachal Lotzeis Zakai Bedin Zeh. See, Rabbi Yosef, if just HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges me, then by definition I always emerge victorious from such judgment. Where there's the Beis Din Shamala, Rabbi Yosef, then there's Midas HaDin, then sometimes again, there's a little bit more strict justice. But at the end of the day, says the Mechaber, the goal is, Rabbi Yosef, to engage in self-judgment. If I am brave enough to engage in self-judgment, Rabbi Yosef, real self-judgment, you know how self-judgment often goes with us? Right? I begin the process of self-judgment, and then about 30 seconds in, there's something amazing that occurs, which is justification. So it begins as a chesh ben nefesh. But ultimately, again, I emerge from it feeling pretty good, but for all the wrong reasons. It's because I've justified every single thing that I do wrong, and somehow I've made excuses for it. I would say real self-judgment means the acceptance of what I've done, a recognition of my mistakes, bless you, asking forgiveness for all of my transgressions. When I have the courage to do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need to judge you above. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emeret HaShambad Mavrish Pei Beis tomorrow.